Good day, everyone. From me, Andre Viljoen, bringing you a preview of some of the news we are publishing in Gateway News this week. With elections on the horizon, millions of South Africans are hoping for real change after the 29th of May, as the political landscape looks more unpredictable than it has in three decades, with a coalition government being seen by many as the most probable scenario. What would it look like if the Christian majority in our nation heeded the call of nation-building movement Time to Rise, which released a statement last week endorsing all parties that stand for biblical values and urging Christians to vote our values in what they say is maybe the most important election since 1994? What if the seats in our parliament were occupied by godly men and women who have a passion to serve all of the citizens of South Africa with integrity and justice, and who are unashamed to live out their Christian faith in the public square? Leaders willing to live out their faith like Nick Fletcher, the Conservative MP for Don Valley, South Yorkshire, England, a nation that has been called a post-Christian society, who had no hesitation speaking up in the UK Parliament last week for the importance of the Christian faith to the UK's spiritual life. Speaking in the Easter parliamentary debate, he encouraged his colleagues to actively promote Christianity within society. Sadly, when mankind removes God from the equation, mankind resorts to its base nature, he said, adding, if the teachings of the Christian way of life are slowly eroded, which I believe they have been, I am afraid that each generation will fall further away from our God. Life can and will definitely get worse for us all. Reflecting on his personal faith journey, Fletcher said, I know that I am a sinner, but 15 years ago I gave my life to Jesus forever. I want all the world to know that Jesus loves them too. I want the people of this nation to fix their eyes on heaven, not on themselves or their earthly desires. I want them to believe in a living God, not fashionable ideologies. Fletcher concluded his speech with a call to action for both the government and citizens. This Easter, will our government promote celebrating what Christ did for us on the cross? Please, if anyone wants to know more about Christ, come and knock on my door. I would love to tell as many people as possible about him. You can read a report on Fletcher's speech by Premier Christian News in Gateway News this week. Getting back to South Africa and the important upcoming elections and the responsibility of our Christians to vote wisely, it is encouraging to know that a number of powerful initiatives have been launched to cover the elections in prayer. This week we are interviewing Lizelle Maurice of Gatekeepers South Africa about a 40-day Daniel fast they are hosting from the 22nd of April until the 31st of May. Watch out for our report this week on this 2024 elections prayer and fasting campaign, which will include daily corporate prayer led by influential South African Christian leaders. Also in the news this week, an appeal to athletes participating in the Two Oceans Marathon in Cape Town in April and the Comrades Marathon between Durban and Pietermaritzburg in June to support the persecuted church by participating in Open Doors Challenge 1000 project. The project aims to support Christians who are persecuted because of their faith in Jesus, says Open Doors Southern Africa in a press release. The slogan, Run for Their Lives, suggests that participating athletes can run to save and improve the lives of their persecuted brothers and sisters around the world. Athletes who are registered for the Two Oceans or Comrades Marathon and want to make a difference while participating are encouraged to become part of this project and do the races for the sake of persecuted Christians. Every step they take will raise awareness about the situation of persecuted believers around the world. By becoming part of the Challenge 1000, athletes are challenged to raise 1,000 rand for persecuted believers who live for Jesus in the most dangerous places around the world. This support will strengthen believers to continue to run the race that is set before them, says Open Doors. You can read more on this campaign in our report, as well as other God stories on our website at gatewaynews.co.za or on Facebook at Gateway News page, or in our weekly newsletter, which you can sign up for on our website. God bless you abundantly until we meet again next week.